China's $10 billion AI. Chip bet, startups defecting to cheaper models, and OpenAI's internal revolt. Good morning, and welcome to the Morning AI Brief. It's Wednesday, July 15th, 2026. Today's big theme, the AI arms race is fracturing along cost lines, and the fractures are showing up everywhere from Silicon Valley boardrooms to Shanghai stock exchanges. Let's start in China, where the semiconductor story just hit a new high watermark. Changxin Memory Technologies, known as CXMT, has launched what is set to be China's largest chip IPO since 2010, targeting nearly $10 billion on the Shanghai Star Market. This is not just a capital market story. CXMT makes the DRAM chips that power AI inference workloads, the memory chips inside the data centers that run the models you use every day. Investors are betting the company's valuation could jump tenfold post-listing, and the fundraise signals that Beijing is serious about AI hardware self-sufficiency in a way that no export control can quietly contain. Watch this one closely. If CXMT delivers, the global AI chip supply chain is about to look very different. Speaking of cost, a fascinating story broke this morning from NPR. American AI is getting expensive, and startups are noticing. A growing number of U.S. companies are quietly switching from OpenAI and Anthropic to cheaper Chinese-made models like DeepSeek to cut costs. We're talking real budget pressure here. Teams are doing apples-to-apples output comparisons, finding good enough results at a fraction of the price, and making the switch. This is the classic innovator's dilemma playing out in real time. Premium models built by well-funded labs are being undercut by open-weight alternatives. For enterprise AI adoption, the cost floor just dropped again. Now to the governance space, where it's an unusually busy morning. Google DeepMind's CEO, Dimitris Hassabis, is advocating for a U.S. standards body to oversee frontier AI models, a proposal that would look something like the FDA or FCC, but for the largest language models. Meanwhile, Australia is announcing a new government AI office to coordinate national standards and balance investment attraction with safety guardrails. And Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the Artificial Intelligence Safety Measures Act, adding new transparency and accountability requirements for large AI models operating in the state. Three governments, three different approaches, all in one news cycle. The regulatory patchwork is not going away. It's accelerating. But the most surprising story today might be inside OpenAI itself. Staff members have donated $215,000 to a rival political action committee, specifically to counter a PAC aligned with OpenAI President Greg Brockman. That's OpenAI employees funding opposition against their own company's president. Whether this is about policy direction, internal power dynamics, or something else entirely, it is a rare and visible sign of tension at one of the most closely watched organizations in tech. It adds another wrinkle to the ongoing story of how OpenAI is navigating its strange dual mission of building transformative and potentially dangerous technology while also monetizing it at scale. Rounding out the picture, child safety advocates released a report today calling Google's AI-powered search features an unacceptable risk to children. Millions of students use these AI search tools in classrooms, and the report argues the guardrails are not keeping pace with deployment. It's the latest in a series of signals that consumer-facing AI products are moving faster than the safety infrastructure around them, especially for minors. Put it all together, and today's story is fundamentally about who controls the AI stack and at what cost. China is funding its own memory layer. Startups are arbitraging model prices. Governments are scrambling to set rules. And even inside the most prominent AI lab in the world, there's visible disagreement about which direction to go. Here's today's business idea. Launch an AI cost audit service. As startups migrate away from expensive frontier models, There's real money in a lightweight SaaS tool that benchmarks a company's actual AI usage patterns, recommends the optimal model mix, whether that's OpenAI, DeepSeek, or open source alternatives, and tracks the monthly savings. The consultant pitch writes itself, and the NPR story today will send CTOs exactly this kind of question by end of week. That's the Morning AI Brief for July 15th. Stay sharp out there, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.